and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today, we are going to be talking about Tangled.
So, Tangled is near and dear to our hearts because it was like the second movie that Miley ever saw in a movie theater when you were probably three years old.
Yeah.
And that was the Tangled movie that came out in 2010. And after that, Tangled Ever After, the short, came out in 2012.
Do you know which movie that was linked to? I don't know. Okay.
Never mind. No, I don't recall.
But Tangled, we saw it in the theater. I remember seeing it in the theater.
Oh. Short. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So we must have seen the movie that it was attached to.
Yes.
It was, you know.
Okay. Yes, I understand what you're saying. And then Tangled Before Ever After, which was a TV movie put out on Disney Channel, came out in 2017. And Tangled the Series also came out in 2017 and finished up in March 2020, so very recently.
And so, we watched both of those this year. I did not watch Tangled Before Ever After in 2017 because by then I had stopped watching Disney Channel.
Right. But yeah, so Tangled is near and dear to our hearts. Miley even dressed up as Rapunzel for Halloween in 2011. And
I just
she had a Tangled themed birthday party in 2011 when she turned four.
I don't remember that.
Well, we were in Missouri for that.
I remember the cake.
Yes.
Oh,
the frosting hair.
Yes, I remember it. Where did we? Okay,
it was actually a cupcake cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Missouri with Grandma and Grandpa, and
Oh wow. Okay. Why? I remember that now.
Okay. There you go. And actually, it was Miley's, the first TikTok Miley did, and when we went into lockdown because of the coronavirus, was...
Why did you say it like that?
Because of corona.
We'll touch on that a little.
Yes. Okay, yeah. And the first TikTok she did was, When Will My Life Begin?
7 a.m. the usual morning. Yeah.
Very good. So, Miley, why is Rapunzel your favorite Disney princess?
Well, I want her hair, first of all. But I just think you might not like me for this, but I don't really like Snow White, Cinderella, or like Aurora. I don't really like any of those princesses because they're just a stereotypical, I need a man and I need to find my man. And I just, you know, she's like, I want to go follow my dreams. I'm going to get there. And oh, I meet a man along the way. Oh yeah, he's good. But like, it's fine. But you know, she's like different.
Yeah.
And I mean, in earlier years, after like the 1900s and the 2000s, all the princesses made from in the 2000s on have not been the stereotypical. Think of Tiana.
Yeah.
Rapunzel, Elsa, and Anna, you know?
They're much more independent.
Moana, they've all been like, I don't need a man. I'm going to go chase my dreams.
Yes.
But Rapunzel, I just love her.
I get that you identify with that. I don't know if you've ever verbalized that to me before, but now I get it because you are a dream chaser. And
yeah, I like Ariel because she's a mermaid, like, and that's really cool. But if you really think about it as like when you're little, it's just, that's cool. But when you really think about it from a more mature point of view, it's like she gave up her voice just to see a man. Like, what? That's dumb.
Yeah. We won't go down that rabbit hole today, though. But yeah, so the voice actors, let's cover those first. The voice actors in Love, Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi, they were perfect. And I don't know if you remember this, but they sang the song, you know, And At Last I've Seen the Light. They sang that at the Oscars, whatever year that was. Yeah.
I never watched the Oscars.
Well, I mean, I know, which is a sad thing. But I don't think you would have remembered it, but it was really good. It like, I get choked up.
One of the things that I always get mad that Disney sometimes does when they make spin-off series, they change the voice actors.
Yes.
They did not do this for that. And I actually watched an interview with them, with Zachary Levi and Mandy Moore at like D23. And they were talking and Zachary Levi was like, I'm not going to do it unless Mandy does it.
Awesome.
And they were like saying they weren't going to do it.
Thank you, Zachary and Mandy, for doing it because that was awesome. Because yes, you're right. I get bummed out when things go from a movie to like a series and the voice actors are different and you can tell that they're different.
Yeah. Like they did that with the Hercules series.
I know. Well, I get that, people are busy or move scheduling on. Don't work. Yes. Or from they Disney, just move on. Yeah. But props to Mandy and Zachary for doing, continuing that voice work for those
their
characters
voices
because,
are so beautiful.
Well, and they're perfect. They're literally perfect for these characters because you see them now in other stuff and you're like, oh, it's Eugene.
Yeah.
Or, oh, it's Rapunzel. So it's fun. So, but what's bonus in the Tangled, the series, Miley is going to go down this path. Two new awesome voice talents of
Jeremy Jordan and Eden Espinosa. So Jeremy Jordan plays the character of Varian, who we'll talk about him later. And Eden Espinosa, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Voices Cass, who is Rapunzel's best friend in mm-hmm. the show. She's only in the series. And
she was in the TV movie, the Tangled Before Ever After TV movie. Yes. So yeah, those voice actors added a great layer. And then there were some other voice actors who was like, oh my gosh, do you remember him from, like, there was a from different things, you know, the guy who voiced, I don't want to give too many spoilers. Like, we should say there are spoilers in this. So if you haven't seen Tangled the series yet,
and you want to,
and this entices you to,
Please watch it. I don't care if really you're an good. Adult. I don't care if you're in your 20s. I don't care if you're in your 50s. Watch it. It's so good.
I have no shame for watching cartoons and animated stuff.
They're so good. Love them. And this series, it says it's, you know, made for 7-year-olds. The plot line was so, like, mature.
Yeah, I don't know if 7-year-olds would have, like,
followed
all the things.
The plot line is very mature. Like, sometimes I had trouble following it.
Yeah, and like, I had to, you know, break it down. But yeah,
it's a very mature plot line, and it's so good. I don't care.
I mean,
if it's
definitely
animated.
Kid friendly, of course. But it was an intricate plot line, and
it wasn't just like the classic like
la la la.
Yeah.
So
it was like kind of dark at some points.
It was dark
too,
at some
kids,
points, and
kid-appropriate,
you know,
darkness.
The series, the
we're
Tangled
mostly talking
before
about the
ever.
Series. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's
we
okay.
Didn't really
I mean.
That. The series.
We love the movie. Lots of people have probably seen it. And it's a great movie, great music, great voice acting. And yeah, what kind of prompted us to want to do this episode was that we very recently, I think really in March, right before it ended, we binged like the whole series. So it's 3 seasons.
It's so good.
It's so good. And actually, it's the movie.
The order
Tangled
that you're supposed
before.
To watch it in is the movie. So, yeah, the movie, then Tangled Before Ever After, then Tangled the series, then Tangled Ever After.
Yes. Technically, that would be the chronological order to watch them in for the storyline to all make sense. However, and we'll get to this in a little bit about the boned pick that we have.
I have very strong feelings.
Back to the voice actors. Did it throw you or not when the parents finally spoke for the first time?
Oh, that was weird. That was
because
weird.
Because they don't speak in the movie.
But I think I like their voices. Like, I definitely picked, they picked good voice actors.
Yeah. It was, it totally threw me because I was like, oh, they speak.
they actually have voices. What
because,
the heck?
Yeah, in the first movie, they don't speak. And so, yeah, you get. You know, you feel the emotions behind it, but then they do have voices.
Yeah, that was like the first time you heard them speak, you're like, whoa, they actually can talk.
So, Miley, tell us how you feel about the new voice actors that are added to the story.
Okay, so for me, Eden Espinosa, great voice. I love how the kind of rasp under it. She has a great singing voice. Absolutely love her. I'll talk about the songs in a few seconds. But Jeremy Jordan's voice, and not like Jeremy Jordan, his voice is great. He was in Newsies. I don't know if he was in Newsies, like the actual Broadway or like the movie on Disney Channel.
I think it was on Broadway.
He was in Newsies, anyways.
And so, yeah, I mean, these are actors, seasoned actors from Broadway and
his
other
voice
stuff.
Is good. I've seen videos of him just singing. But when he gets a little bit higher pitched in his Varian voice, Oh my gosh.
Miley melts.
It is. I cannot explain. And Varian, we never really explained his character. He is an alchemist.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know what an alchemist is, it's like a scientist. Yeah, basically like a scientist from back in the day.
And he's like, he's literally, he's younger. He's 15, I think. I looked it up. He's supposed to be 15 years old.
Okay.
In the show. And, you know.
He's from.
He's younger than all of them, that means. And he's from Old Town Corona.
Yes. And remember, people, Corona is the name of Rapunzel's kingdom.
Yeah.
Which is in these times.
Predicted the future.
In these times, yeah, it feels like it. It's ironic.
But no, Varian's voice, Jeremy Jordan, oh my God. It's
Miley just, literally melts. I mean, she becomes a puddle when she hears him singing, and she's constantly asking our Echo Dot to play the songs. And literally after we binge watched this for weeks, Miley was singing the songs around the house and asking Alexa to play them, and just
going
to town with the songs.
I have a top three song list. I am not going to be singing them. I just, please, please, please go look up the songs and listen to them. You will fall in love.
Yes, totally worth it.
The first song is Crossing the Line. Mandy Moore and Eden Espinosa sing this one. Next is Nothing Left to Lose, Jeremy Jordan and Eden Espinosa sing that one. And then Ready As I'll Ever Be is actually from TikTok. I found out that song from TikTok. And then I watched the show and I was like, oh, it's the song from TikTok. And so that has all of them in it, all the voice actors. That song, I listen to that song every day because, Jeremy Jordan's voice is just showcased so brilliantly in that song. So yeah. I love that song.
And honestly, I think they're really good songs. And I think they stand up to the original music from the original movie. I don't know who wrote all the songs. I didn't take an opportunity to look that up, but
it's the same guy.
Oh, it's the same writer.
Oh, Let Me Make You Proud is also a good one. And that is solely Jeremy Jordan singing in that one. So that one's great.
So yes, if you get an opportunity to go listen to these songs,
please do. Please
do it, because they are really good and they do stand up. And unfortunately, sometimes when movies or TV shows are only on TV, the music that is produced in them, I think, sometimes gets overlooked. But interestingly enough, you mentioned TikTok. You knew the song from TikTok before you had even seen the show.
But I only knew the part. I only knew the very end of the song.
You only get a snippet on TikTok. You only get a snippet on TikTok. So, yeah, it was fun to.
I was like, oh, wait, this is the song.
Oh, God.
But yes, so also one more thing I wanted to talk about. Another thing, not one more thing, there's much more to talk about, but another thing I wanted to talk about was, at first, I was mad about the animation.
Oh, yes. Okay, I get where you're going. Yes.
I wanted to see the 3D animation like we got in the first movie.
Or like the full, because I mean, it's the same D.
No, do you know what I mean? They're like 3D figures, and this, they're 2D figures.
I don't know if that's technically correct, but I get what you're saying.
You all know what I'm saying.
The animation, yes. Unfortunately, when you have a motion picture versus like a made for TV,
cheaper.
It probably takes more man hours and more expensive to do for a motion picture as opposed to what you do for TV.
Now that I think about it, I cannot picture seeing Varian as like a 3D character. Like, I need him into 2D. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. You've gotten accustomed to him being, you know, these characters in the new animation versus the original animation.
Like, really? They're making it like, I'm so mad about like this animation. It looks so weird. But now I'm like, I actually kind of like it a lot, maybe even better than I liked.
Oh, snap.
probably just because, like, there's more characters. You really only got to see a few characters in the movie, so like I am used to seeing more characters, but yeah, the animation is different, but I'm actually fine with it now. I wasn't at first.
I'm glad you've come to terms with it.
Yes.
And on that note, I think we can take a pause and we'll be right back. Okay. And we're back.
So, before you watch this,
listen.
Oh.
They're not watching.
Before you listen to this, listen at your own risk, because what we're about to talk about is major, major spoilers ahead. But we're not going to give it, like, all the way, because we're going to make you watch it.
Yes. You're going to want to watch this by the time you're done listening. You're going to definitely want to watch
the series.
Well, in particular, yes. The Tangled Before Ever After, the TV movie, and Tangled the series.
You've probably already seen Tangled the movie. If you're
more likely than not, if you clicked on this podcast, you've probably seen the movie, original movie from 2010, and very likely the Tangled Ever After short.
So now let's get into the juicy stuff.
The juicy stuff. So the premise essentially of Tangled Before Ever After and Tangled the series is Rapunzel's getting to she's home. And she's getting to know Corona. She's getting to know her parents and the people of Corona.
And trying
to also figure out who she is more so without Mother Gothel. That's all gone and done. And also learning more about Eugene.
Yeah. And as well as we're trying to learn more about everyone else.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to start some of the plot twists and snap moments, as we like to call them.
Yes.
So just pause it now, go watch the series, and then listen to it again if you want, if you really feel the need.
So one nice thing is we get to see some of the characters and with the same voice actors from the Snuggly Ducklings. So that's all the ruffians and thugs. You don't see all of them, but you get to see quite a few.
Like Big Nose.
And which is the guy with the huge antlers?
Attila? Attila's cupcakes are sublime. Bruiser knits killer toes. Glenda's little puppet shows. And Gladimir collects
unicorns. Vladimir, yes. It's funny because it's almost like singing the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song to name all the reindeers. You have to sing the song to name the thugs.
Yeah, that's funny. But we also introduce a new thug. Instead of Hook Hand, we get Hook Foot.
Hook Foot, his brother.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. But Hook Hand, voiced by Brad Garrett, does come into play later on.
In one episode.
One or two? One?
One.
Okay. So, yeah. So, that's fun because Brad Garrett, he's just fun.
Next, we learn a lot more about Eugene's past.
Yes. So much more.
We really figure out who he is as a character, because before we see, it's solely focused on Rapunzel. And I mean, series.
We get a little bit about Eugene. He tells her, around the campfire about he was an orphan. And we find out why he was an orphan.
Yes.
And that is definitely an oh snap moment, as well as we get to meet his dad.
His biological father.
Dun, dun, dun.
And he's actually like, in the third season, he becomes like a major part in it.
Yeah, he's actually around a lot. And voiced by, I cannot remember his name, but I love this actor. He was in Burn Notice and played Sam, and he was in an episode of Psych. So, I'm blanking on his name, but he's awesome. So, yeah, there are a lot of like dun 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 and oh my gosh moments.
We know his biological dad, because in the movie, I just got the feeling that both of his parents were dead.
Yeah, that's kind of where I went to. And I was like, oh, sadness. I mean, of course, it's still sad that he was an orphan. But
he also has a best friend that we meet his best friend. It's so Lance. Cute.
Lance
is, I love Lance. He's comic relief.
He's total comic relief. He is.
So is Eugene, though.
Oh, yeah.
They have
yes.
the best song ever. It's called the Buddy Song. It's like when they're like, I don't want to say drunk, but when they're like drunk on like nothing. But like they get like sprayed by this stuff that makes them like hallucinate.
That's right.
And, like,
there you go. Yes.
Sing this buddy song that comes out of nowhere. It like has nothing to do with the plot line, but it's just funny because they're like,
Yeah.
They complement each other very well. And I like Lance. He was a good comic relief in this show that's like,
yes.
What?
Yeah, it was definitely good. And then there's more townspeople. There's a baker. There's a blacksmith.
Uncle Monty.
Uncle Monty. And there's several other, you know, secondary and tertiary characters that come into play.
Tertiary.
That's not a word. That was a good try. So in part of the series, so I want to say, so one of the, actually, we'll take a step back. One of the big parts or the major plot lines is the sun drop flower.
Yes.
So if you remember from the first movie.
That is the plot line.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, there are more plot lines, but that's like.
Another thing about the show is. The first episode follows the plot line. Then they have, like, a middle episodes that are just a bunch of absolutely random plot lines.
They're not random. They're just character interactions, so you get to know the characters better.
They're just, like, kind but the, of irrelevant. But
the main plot driving force throughout the entire movie, again, this is about the TV movie through the end of the series, that main plot line that drives the... You know, the series
is that has, about the sun drop flower.
Is yes, we learn big time more about the sun drop flower, and there's actually a counterpart to it
called the moonstone.
Yes,
which
and there's gosh, it's really good and it's really intricate story work.
I can't believe you know, for a props, children's Disney Junior show, I can't believe
props
it.
To the writers because, yeah, this was fabulous.
This is not a show for kids. This is a show for tweens and adults. Who ever and adults. Seen Tangled? If you've ever seen Tangled,
or if you just like animation and good storylines, I liked it.
Watch this. Another thing is Rapunzel's parents are not as innocent as they seem.
Ah, yes, especially her dad. Her mom.
Her mom is just kind of there.
Well, she's not just kind of there, but she's very supportive, and she does help Rapunzel have these aha moments as she's. Mm-hmm. You know, learning along. But her dad, yeah, not so innocent.
He's not innocent at all. He's not a villain, but he seems like an antagonist at points.
At times he is. Really, for sure, at times he is definitely.
But he's not a bad guy. He seems like, why would you do that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, what is wrong
Although,
with you?
I mean, at the same point time, sometimes I get the driving force is a protective parent.
Yeah.
So sometimes.
Who has. PTSD.
Exactly. He pretty much has PTSD from Rapunzel being stolen by Mother Gothel all those years ago. And speaking of Mother Gothel, like my segue? That was good,
that
huh?
That was good.
Mother Gothel, get ready for it, has a biological daughter. Dun, dun, dun.
Who she abandoned for Rapunzel.
Oh, I wasn't going to give that away, but okay. So yeah, there's some major... Yeah. See, you know you want to watch it. You know you want to watch it now because
I can't stress to you enough.
Because yeah, it's just you're like, wait, what? So yeah, Mother Gothel had a daughter.
By the way, you can find the show on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is on Disney.
If you didn't say that already.
Not the entire series. We actually
yes,
have, it is now
after we bought it. Like a week later, it came onto Disney Plus.
Are you serious?
Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I was, yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyways.
So, yes, it can be found on Disney Plus and possibly the Disney app.
No.
No, it's not? Okay, no. So it's on Disney Plus. So if you have access to Disney Plus or go on Amazon and you can buy all the stuff.
If you really are this committed, which I am so glad if you're that committed already.
Yes, props to you or any other platform you can buy, you know, stuff on.
Another thing is there was some of the guys that we thought were such good guys. Turned out not so good, but then some of them redeemed themselves, you know. But the character arcs are crazy.
Yes.
Absolutely insane.
You get a little whiplash from the character, you know.
The only character who, like, stays stable the whole time is Rapunzel.
And even then, she has some
really,
moments.
Like.
Yes, that. And see, we're not going to tell you that. You got to have some surprises. You got to have a reason to watch it. So, yeah, even Rapunzel has moments of... struggle.
But no, it's,
you know,
the character arcs are insane.
Yeah.
For a children's show, again, like,
right, but it's good, so go with it.
And did you cry?
I cried. I you know, I used to make fun of my mom for crying at movies and stuff, and honestly, since I was probably in my 20s, I started crying at things, commercials, Literally, I will start crying at certain commercials that literally just, so good job advertisers for pulling at the heartstrings and getting that emotional connection, because I will actually start crying, tearing up at commercials and Marvel movies and, you know, animated movies. The emotions free flow then.
I didn't cry. Actually, I probably teared up, but I don't cry in front of you. I cry when I watch it alone.
Oh, good job. Well,
like, I went back and I watched Avengers Endgame by myself, and then I was crying.
Nice. I'm glad to know you're not dead inside.
Not in front of you. Because I just keep looking at you and you make me laugh because you're over there making your sad face.
I can't help it. There's sad moments. I feel things. I feel things deeply. Okay. I'm not dead inside. Okay. We're gonna
talk to my absolute favorite thing to talk about ever.
So, yes, this is Miley's. You know, she starts to spiral and gets very emotional about.
I won't spiral, I promise.
Okay. So there's one thing that, even though the animation for Tangled Ever After, that was done in 2012, same as the movie animation, and it was beautifully done. And we even watched some, what did we watch? Basically the making of type of featurettes. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. We watched some making of featurettes and it's really clever. You know, they were thinking about rural weddings and all that stuff.
You said Before Ever After. You mean Ever After. Tangled Ever After.
Tangled Ever After. The wedding, basically. The wedding short. So, and that's, you know, it was done from the perspective. A lot of it was done from the perspective of Max.
Again.
And
it came out in Pascal. 2012.
So 2 years after the main movie. And then 5 years before the TV movie and the series started.
Ever came out.
So
they had no way to know that this
exactly.
was going to turn into this. That
exactly.
was terrible English, but
I see what you're saying. What I mean. Yeah, they didn't necessarily have all this storyline plotted out for the series. So here we'll hear Miley's take on it and go.
The short. Was done in 2012. They had no way of knowing what was going to happen. So, I just think that they need to redeem themselves and make another short. Because the short makes me feel empty inside. Now.
Wow. We're not dramatic or anything about animation.
It just makes me feel sad because Varian is not there.
Well, Lance is not at the wedding.
Lance is not at the wedding. He would totally be Eugene.
Rutiger. Okay.
Rutiger is
Varian's pet raccoon. So all these, and he's actually pals with, well, Pascal and Max. They're actually kind of more like frenemies.
Yeah.
Because they're going up to the same apples. Yeah. So yeah, there's all these characters that you come to know and love.
And even Cass.
Yeah.
Who we're not going to talk about.
We're not going to say more because we want you to watch it. But you know, there's so many characters and people that were like, aw.
Why aren't they there?
Why aren't they at the wedding? They should be at the wedding.
And also, I just yelled. I'm sorry.
Eugene's dad.
Yes.
Not at the wedding.
Not at the wedding.
So.
And by the end of the show, Eugene's dad, like, he should be there. Like, how the show wraps itself up, Eugene's dad should be at the wedding.
Yes, exactly. So, you know.
I don't know if.
It was.
Never mind. I'm not going to talk. I was gonna say I don't know if Cass should be there.
Well, I think she probably would have come back for it.
Rapunzel's best woman, no,
maid of honor. There you go.
And then Lance would be Eugene's
best man,
and Varian would sing a song.
Oh, he would sing a song. He could be the ring bearer. No, because you gotta have Pascal and Max for the ring bearer.
Who's gonna be the flower girl? Varian.
No.
Yes.
No. You know who would be the flower girls? The flower girls
Red
would be
angry.
Yes, Red and Angry.
We didn't even talk about them.
Red and Angry.
We need to calm down. I'm so sorry.
No, it's excitement. It's good.
We're probably not even audible.
No, I think we're fine. So, Red and Angry are other characters that you'll meet in the story, and
they're orphans as well.
They are orphans. So,
they relate to Lance and Eugene.
Yes, yes. But we're not going to say more about them because there's more story about them throughout like the last season.
Flower.
They would have totally been the flower girls, oh, but not like traditional flower girls. No, they would have been like
throwing like knives.
Edgy flower girls for sure. So yeah, it would be. So my thought is to have kind of a redemption moment to satisfy the crazy fans like Miley.
I feel
would
like be not to a lot have of crazy fans.
Like a redo wedding and then also a reception, because I think a reception would be hilarious.
I need like more screen time. I don't need a 4 minute short. I need like an episode. She wants just one episode. Oh, like literally a 22 minute episode. That's all I need about their wedding day. And like even like Rapunzel getting ready, I could see like Cass helping like Rapunzel get ready for it and stuff.
And there'd
be a touching mother-daughter moment between Rapunzel and her mom. Eugene's, you know, Lance hyping
Eugene. Oh my gosh.
Up.
And his dad would be hilarious, because his dad, the character,
is kind of like,
is one of those people who's he doesn't
he's
think
not,
before
he's
he speaks like
awkward,
he, he's very socially awkward, but there's reasons for that.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny because he's like several times, oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah. Because he's saying things that he's thinking that he really shouldn't be
saying.
That
would be cute, like the whole wedding day, them getting from them to getting ready for the wedding to the reception.
Yes, the whole thing. And I would not, oh my gosh, you know what would be fun to hear is a speech from Eugene's dad.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be hilarious? Or Lance too.
Yeah.
And then one from Cass.
And one from, oh yeah, Cass would be like, I can't believe you're marrying this dude. I think he's so stupid. That would be Cass. Because cool. Cass and Eugene have a brotherly sisterly.
Yes. Totally brother sister relationship.
Like they have banter. To be friends because Rapunzel's friends with both of them.
Yes.
So like they kind of like they if you're with Rapunzel and Cass, they're both dating Eugene basically, but like not because it's like, you know,
no, it's a brother sister relationship, you weirdo.
Well, do you know what I mean? Like, okay,
yes, it's like, I know what you mean. You're kind of forced to be friends with someone even though initially you don't really care for them, but then they grow on you eventually, although
then,
there's still that kind
then,
of butting
and
heads
then something and, happens and then nobody likes them,
all kinds of stuff happens. So
but no, I think we need an petition to make Disney.
I know, please, Disney, Disney Plus, please make one more episode.
Disney Plus, just one more episode.
Just one more episode.
The wedding, because
here, Miley, you write the script. Get on that.
I will.
We'll send a note to all the actors and actresses and say, please, please, one more episode.
I will do it. And that's all I need. That's all I wanted to talk about.
There you go.
That's why I'm here. Just
happy times, happy times. So, bottom line, watch Tangled, the series, and the movie that comes
right
before.
Tell us if you liked it
and
on our social media.
Honestly, we would love to hear feedback from anyone who listens. And you can
at
on the
IC.
You see, we see. But one of the things you can do is you could actually leave a voice message for us on the Anchor app. So if you listen to it on the Anchor app, or even if you don't, you can. There's a way to leave us a message. And maybe we even add it onto the episode as kind of an after the fact. We can add audio to it later, so that would be
really
kind of fun.
We really want to hear what you guys think about it, so yes.
All right, thank you, enjoy. So there you have it, some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.